I said, well, this is a circumcision made without hands. And remember, Paul is writing to a group of people, a church, that's predominantly Gentile. They are predominantly not circumcised either. So they would be in the same category as the women, right? And if you remember when he wrote to the letter to the church at Galatia, he said to them, what's wrong with you people? You started in the spirit and now you're trying to wind up in the flesh because the, quote, Judaizers had come in there and started telling all them, look, you got to be circumcised. If you're going, it's not just enough to have faith in Jesus, you got to be circumcised. And it was messing with their head. And so Paul's writing again to Colossae and saying, hey, you have been circumcised. Don't worry about it. But it was the circumcision made without hands. Wow. How does that work? Yes, it does. Circumcision. Paul used this pointedly, and I just never really seen it before. And y'all remember I said where we're going is love, right? Just not going to look like it. I just want to walk you through this just like he did me, because it's very eye-opening, and the power of it really is harder than your mind can really lay hold to, because of the things that we often hear taught or preached or said or lived out around us. With the putting off, no, it's really removal. Removal of the body of the sin of the flesh. Okay? Some of you may be looking at a translation that doesn't have of sin or sins there. And that's one of those things when you go through the Greek text, they're kind of split. About half of them have harmatano in there and half of them don't. The ones I looked at, I think that the nine I looked at, I think were 5 and 4. It doesn't really matter. One just makes it more specific because the idea of the flesh there is the sin was in the flesh. Now, we're talking about circumcision. Paul's trying to help these people, and he's talking about the fullness of God in a body, and he says, you have been circumcised, which would be a covenant mark that has been done. It goes all the way back to Abraham. They would understand that. And then he says, in the removal of the body of the sins of flesh, right? So about, I don't know, in a day, about the third time I read it, I looked at it and went, wait a minute. And there graphically in my mind, I'm thinking about circumcision. You know, once you cut that off, removed it, you can't put it back. Do you understand that? You know, makes you a little uncomfortable to think about it, but think about it, okay? Once you do that, you can't put it back. You've been circumcised with a circumcision made without hands in the removal of the body of the sins of the flesh. It got done to you. You didn't do it. And you can't put it back. What? Oh, remember, we're not talking about skin. We're talking about the body of sin. Can we get that revelation, please, Jesus? That the body of sins that were there were cut away and removed. Now, and when I started just shouting was when I realized, just listening to him talk to me, you can't put that back. Why do people keep trying to put the sin back? Well, it's a faith thing, right? If you don't believe it was completely removed, then I guess you won't know, and maybe you'll start trying to walk in it again. But Paul made this so clear, and wow. Now, so you can't put it back. How did you get the sin in the first place? Well, you could say you were born with it. I wouldn't argue with that. But this idea of sin is in the idea of paraptoma and parabasis. It's transgressions. You knew it was wrong, you did it anyway. Trespassing. Maybe you didn't even really mean to, but you definitely overstepped, right? That's sin, right? So how did you get there in the first place? You did it. Got it? You did it. Say I. You did it. That's how you got there. Did what? Transgressed what? The law. Okay? There were all of these things written down. Even before, quote, the law of Moses, there were things that people knew to do or not do, predominantly not do, right? You can go all the way back to there in the beginning with Cain, who killed his brother. So far as we know, there was not anything written down that said, don't murder your brother. But he knew when he did it, he was wrong, right? And then who's the other guy we talked about? Lamed? Is that his name? And he said, wow, you think Cain was bad? I killed a young man just because he mocked me. So it's going to be even worse on me, right? So even though we don't know anything about a, quote, law written down, it was still there. May have been written down. We don't know, right? Doesn't tell us. But there were ordinances. There were things written down that you violated. You transgressed. You trespassed. And that's what caused the body of sin. And I said like six times, it got removed, cut away, the body of the sins of the flesh, cut away, just like being circumcised. And you can't put it back, right? Okay, let's try this again. How'd you get there? You did it. Okay, so why can't you go back there again?